This is a Fox News alert averting a partial government shutdown. I'm Rich Dennison. The Democrat-led House has the votes needed to give final approval to a $1.7 trillion federal funding package just hours before a midnight deadline that would have halted some government operations.
This bill is about our heroes, honoring our heroes, our heroic veterans, with a major increase in veterans' health care, a national security imperative that falls under the non-defense discretionary, even though we know it's part of our national security responsibility.
Outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi, many House Republicans had hoped to postpone a long-term spending bill until they gain a majority in the House with the new Congress. The House January 6th Committee's final report asserts that former President Trump criminally engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election and failed to act to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol. The more than 800-page report recommends that Congress consider barring Trump from holding future office. Trump has called the probe a partisan political witch hunt. Holiday travel plans have been disrupted for millions as a massive winter storm slams the country with heavy snow, blizzard conditions, high winds, and dangerous cold. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear urging residents of his state to alter their holiday plans after at least two deaths were reported in his state because of the weather.
Tell your loved ones that we want them to stay home and inside today and safe. I care a lot more that my relatives are with me the next couple years than just on one day.
A number of states are reporting storm-related deaths. Several thousand flights into, out of, and within the country have been canceled or delayed today, and power is currently out to millions. A new report out showing inflation is easing. Price increases for November dropped to 5.5%. The report also shows consumer spending only rose a tenth of a percent last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Newly leaked emails revealing that employees at TikTok's parent company had access to sensitive private information of some users.
According to the New York Times, two journalists at BuzzFeed and the Financial Times are among those impacted. Forbes reporting some of its staffers were tracked as well, writing, quote, TikTok employees tracked multiple journalists covering the company, improperly gaining access to their IP addresses and user data in an attempt to identify whether they had been in the same location as ByteDance employees. Now, TikTok says its employees accessed the private information after suspecting the users had leaked sensitive information. The company telling Fox News Digital exclusively, quote, ByteDance condemns this misguided investigation that seriously violated the company's code of conduct. We have taken disciplinary measures and none of the individuals found to have directly participated in or overseen the plan remain employed at ByteDance.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Target is recalling hundreds of thousands of Pillowfort weighted blankets because of potential dangers to children.
The Pillowfort weighted blanket from Target may pose a risk of suffocation for children. Two girls died in North Carolina last April after they sealed themselves inside the blanket cover and ended up asphyxiating. Target said it had gotten reports of two other children also getting trapped, but they didn't die. Target and the Consumer Product Safety Commission say about 204,000 blankets are being recalled, and they're urging customers who have them to immediately stop using them. The Pillowfort blankets were sold from 2018 until September of this year for $40. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police in Indianapolis have located the second of two missing infant brothers taken when their mother's car was stolen in Columbus, Ohio, 3 days earlier. That car had been abandoned near a pizza restaurant with a five-month-old inside. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.